This graphic audio title features both parts of Chaos Queen 2, Dark Immolation, by Christopher Husberg, in our dramatized adaptation audiobook format. We hope you enjoy listening to this complete title featuring our radically different audiobooks. Check out the other action-packed series available in our graphic audio, A Movie in Your Mind, audiobook format.
Graphic audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents The Chaos Queen Quintet by Christopher Husberg, narrated by Nanette Savard, with performances by Thomas Keegan, Marnie Penning, Alyssa Wilmoth, Katie Karkov, Andy Clements, Tia Shearer, Danny Stoller, Elizabeth Jernigan, Peter Holdway, Amanda Forstrom, Karen Novak, Lise Bruneau, Kimberly Gilbert, Joe Mallon, Bradley Smith, Terrence Aselford, Matthew Keenan, Chris Stinson, Scott McCormick, Michael John Casey, Tracy Oliveira, Christopher Walker, Ken Jackson, Richard Rowan, David Jordan, Evan Casey, Lily Beacon, Colleen Delaney, Dylan Lynch, and Nick DePinto. Book 2, Dark Immolation, Part 1.
It was the 172nd year of the people's age, and Winter slept in the dungeons of the Imperial Palace of Izet Roden. She slept, and she dreamt, and her dreams twisted together, littered with holes. She looked down on her own sleeping figure on the cell floor, vaguely wondering who it was. She was having difficulty defining herself.
A woman. A Tielin. Who loves her father. Who loves to hunt and fish, who loves to be among the trees and out on the water. A Tielin, a daughter, and a wife as well, who loved her husband.
The woman's husband must be dead. When she thinks of his face, the image is blurred. If the woman is Tielin, a daughter, a huntress, a fisherwoman, a wife, if she is all these things, then she is at least one thing more.
The woman is a weapon.
But all those definitions only brought pain and sorrow and sadness. So instead, Winter let her mind wander to other people, other definitions. Her mind expanded and began to soar through the thoughts of those around her. That guard walking past her door, for instance.
Enry.
One final check around the cells, then home to the wife. Don't know if it's just the cold or that Tielin girl. That girl seems to have turned the entire empire on its head. Rumors say she's an assassin from Kale. But she's such a tiny thing. How could she have killed the Emperor or the Tokal? Just doesn't seem likely. Almost makes a man want to ask questions.
But Enry Crawn's never been one for asking questions.
I never much cared for the Emperor anyway. I will live and die a jailer, and the Emperor will never be the wiser. Now that he's gone, all I can feel about it is... nothing, really. Just emptiness. But what was it someone at Vazel's bar said the other night? A man like the Emperor leaves an emptiness when he passes. A great space that demands to be filled. Whatever that means. All right, Hub.
Yeah, night, Crawn.
I wonder if Lysala made stew tonight.
All of the philosophical thoughts seem to have fled his mind. Perhaps he only has them at work.
Nothing like a good hearty mutton stew with brown bread and ale. Maybe a little apple pudding for afters. As long as it's not cod again.
As Enry approached his comfortable cottage, he could see his wife in the kitchen.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?